Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is called Useful Language, Saying Thank You and Letter Writing, First Part. In this episode, devoted to useful language we can use in letters, although of course we can also use it when we speak, I'll change the procedure. Because it contains mostly drilling, which means the same structure with changes in some words, I won't be repeating each sentence twice, just once. However, so that you can practice functional translation the second time you listen to this episode, supposing you're a Spanish speaker, I'll be saying a similar sentence in Spanish just before saying the sentence in English. This episode has two sections. First, a one-page list of useful sentences to thank people, different kinds of things. And then, six different thank you notes or letters you could learn to be fluent in. If you wish to write thank you notes and letters, please post them on the TP forum for corrections or feedback, and let's see if we can publish them later on the TP website. Some other day, we'll publish the second part of the thank you recording, which will be connected to the world of employment. First, let me just pronounce a few sentences which you already know. Thanks. Ta. Cheers. Thanks so much. That was lovely. That was very kind of you. That was very sweet of you. And now we can start with the Spanish and then the English.
Gracias por hacer lo que sea. Lo aprecio mucho.
I thank you for doing whatever and appreciate much.
Gracias por lo que sea y estoy muy agradecida.
I thank you for this or that and appreciate much.
Muchas gracias por tu ayuda. Muchas gracias por su ayuda. Muchas gracias por vuestro apoyo. Todas esas.
Thank you for your help. Thank you for your assistance. Thank you for your support.
Gracias por echarme un cable, por ayudarme con eso, por ayudarme a salir de esas.
Thank you for helping me out. Thank you for giving me a hand.
Muchísimas gracias por todo lo que has hecho para ayudarme.
Thank you so much for all you've done to help me.
De nuevo, gracias por tu ayuda.
Thanks again for your help.
Gracias por tu trabajo, gracias por su trabajo, gracias por vuestro trabajo, gracias por vuestra aportación de trabajo, quiere decir en inglés.
Thank you for your work. Thank you for your contribution. Thanks for contributing.
Gracias por su interés.
Thank you for your interest.
Muchísimas gracias por su atención, o por vuestra atención, o por tu atención.
Thank you very much for your attention.
Gracias por la información que ha sido muy valiosa o muy útil.
Thank you for your very useful information.
Gracias por compartir tu conocimiento.
Thanks for sharing your knowledge.
Gracias por tus consejos. Me han ayudado mucho y eran muy, muy sabios o muy buenos.
Thanks for your advice. It was very helpful and wise.
It's a rhyme. Muchísimas gracias por lo que me dijiste cuando me sentía mal.
I really appreciate what you told me when I was feeling down.
Muchísimas gracias por toda la ayuda que me diste. Y después se puede añadir con o cuando.
I really appreciate all the help you gave me. All the help you gave me with or when.
Si necesitas algo de mí alguna vez, por favor, no lo dudes. Estaré deseando ayudarte.
If you ever need anything from me, please don't hesitate. I'll be willing to help out.
Si alguna vez necesita algo de mí, por favor, dígamelo. Me encantaría ser de ayuda.
If you ever need anything from me, please tell me so. I'd love to be of help.
Espero que recuerdes que siempre puedes contar conmigo. O espero que recordéis que siempre podéis contar conmigo.
I just hope you remember you can always count on me.
Por favor, si me necesitas, basta con un silbidito. Please, if you ever need me, just whistle. Espero poder devolverte el favor algún día. I hope I can return the favor someday. Thank you for your prompt reply. Thank you for your prompt reply does not refer to a past event. It refers to a future action that you expect the receiver to perform. So be careful with this sentence. This sentence is not to thank something that has happened. Now, this sentence is about something that has already happened and you want to say thank you. Gracias por contestarme tan rápido. Thanks for replying so fast. Valoro mucho que contestes tan rápido a todas mis cartas. I really appreciate your quick replies to all my letters. Another block. Gracias por venir a casa para arreglarme el ordenador. Me ha salvado la vida. Thanks for coming to my house to fix my computer. You saved my life. Gracias por dejarme tus herramientas el otro día. Thanks for letting me borrow your tools the other day. Quisiera darte las gracias por prestarme el coche el otro día. I'd like to thank you for letting me borrow your car the other day. Gracias por dejarme quedarme a dormir el otro día. Estaba demasiado cansada como para volver en coche a casa, así que te estoy muy agradecida. Thanks for allowing me to stay overnight the other day. I was far too tired to drive back home, so I really appreciated it. Gracias por acompañarme al metro anoche cuando hacía tanto frío y estaba lloviendo. Eres un encanto. Thanks for walking me to the metro station on such a cold and rainy night. You're so sweet. Gracias por preocuparte y gracias por ser una amiga o un amigo tan bueno. Thanks for caring. Thanks for being such a good friend. Gracias por no decir nada. Thanks for not telling. Gracias por no decirle nada a nadie. Thanks for not telling anybody. Gracias por no decirle nada a mis padres. Thanks for not telling my parents. Gracias por escuchar. Ahora me siento mucho mejor. Thanks for listening. I feel much better now. Another block. Esta nota es para agradecerte el que hayas cuidado también a mi gato mientras estaba fuera. This note is to thank you for taking such good care of my cat while I was away. Gracias por pasearme al perro cuando estaba en Honolulu. Thanks for walking my dog while I was in Honolulu. Esta nota es para agradecerte que me hayas regado las plantas mientras estaba de vacaciones. This note is to thank you for watering my plants while I was on holiday. Muchísimas gracias por recogerme el correo cuando estuve fuera. Thanks so much for picking my post while I was away. Esta nota es para darte las gracias por venir conmigo al hospital el otro día. This note is to thank you for coming with me to hospital the other day. Gracias por acompañarme al doctor el otro día. Thanks for accompanying me to the doctor the other day. Solo una notita para agradecerte que me hayas invitado a tu fiesta el otro día. Just a short note to thank you for inviting me to your party the other day. Esta nota es para agradeceros que me acogierais en vuestra casa mientras estuve en vuestro país. This note is to thank you for welcoming me to your house while I was in your country. Queridos, no sé qué. Gustaría daros las gracias por haberme dejado quedarme con vosotros mientras estuve allí. Dear whoever, I would like to thank you for letting me stay with you while I was over there. Gracias por sacarme por ahí, o por llevarme por ahí. Thanks for taking me around. Gracias por pasar todo ese tiempo conmigo. Thanks for spending all that time with me. Me gustaría agradeceros vuestra generosidad y bondad o amabilidad. Me encantó estar en vuestra casa, nuestras maravillosas conversaciones, pasar tiempo con todos vosotros y nuestras salidas. I would like to thank you for your generosity and kindness. I really enjoyed my stay at your house, our wonderful conversations, spending time with you all, and our outings.
Gracias por llevar a mi madre al aeropuerto.
Thanks for taking my mother to the airport.
Gracias por irme a buscar al aeropuerto.
Thanks for picking me up at the airport.
Gracias por recoger a mis amigos en el aeropuerto.
Thanks for picking my friends up at the airport.
Muchísimas gracias por hacerme la compra. Tengo la pierna muchísimo mejor ahora, gracias a ti también.
Thanks so much for doing my shopping. My leg's much better now, thanks to you too.
Querida, querido, queridos amigos, quería daros las gracias de corazón por ayudarme con la mudanza a Barcelona o por ayudarme a hacer las maletas, a empaquetar mis cosas para irme a Barcelona.
Dear whoever, I wanted to thank you very much for helping me pack with my move to Barcelona.
Solo quería daros las gracias por haberme enviado a esa gente tan maravillosa para ayudarme con la mudanza.
I just wanted to say thank you for sending me great people to help with my move.
Gracias por ayudarme a mudarme de casa.
Thanks for helping me move house.
Gracias por ayudarnos a mudarnos a nuestra nueva casa.
Thank you for helping us move to our new house.
Solo quería daros las gracias por ayudarme a encontrar una compañera de piso o un compañero de piso.
I just wanted to thank you for helping me find a flatmate.
Solo quería daros las gracias por ayudarme a encontrar una nueva inquilina o inquilino para mi habitación.
I just wanted to thank you for helping me find a new tenant for my room for rent.
Gracias por ayudarme con todos los papeles para comprar una nueva casa. Estaba tan nerviosa con ese tema.
Thanks for helping me in the process of buying a new house. I was so nervous about it.
Me gustaría darte las gracias por ayudarme con los exámenes finales. Gracias de corazón.
I'd like to thank you for helping me study for my final exams. I really appreciate it.
Quería agradecerte una velada encantadora.
I wanted to thank you for a wonderful evening together.
Gracias por venir, gente. Ha estado genial.
Thanks for coming, people. It was great.
Muchas gracias por participar en la reunión de la semana pasada.
Thank you very much for participating in last week's meeting. Here we are using the Saxon genitive with a time expression, like in yesterday's newspaper.
Gracias por hablar en nuestra reunión del lunes por la noche. Tu discurso o tu charla fue realmente inspiradora. No sé si se dice así en español.
Thank you for speaking at our meeting Monday evening. Your speech was really inspiring.
Gracias por dedicarle tiempo a este proyecto.
Thanks for donating your time for this project.
Gracias por visitar nuestro sitio web.
Thanks for visiting our website.
Muchísimas gracias por haberte molestado en informarnos de que un vínculo no funcionaba.
Thanks so much for taking the time to report the following link is bad.
Nos gustaría expresaros nuestra gratitud por vuestro donativo.
We would like to express our gratitude for your donation.
Valoramos vuestro apoyo y os queremos dar las gracias de nuevo por habernos ayudado.
We appreciate your support and thank you once again for helping us.
Queríamos daros las gracias por haber acogido el acto de la semana pasada, por vuestra hospitalidad, por la gira que nos disteis y por vuestra participación.
We just want to thank you for hosting last week's event, for your hospitality, for the tour and for your participation.
Gracias por intentar comprender la situación. Gracias por intentar comprender nuestras reivindicaciones o nuestras peticiones. Gracias de corazón.
Thanks for making an effort to understand the situation. We really appreciate.
Thanks for making an effort to understand our demands. We really appreciate.
And now for the letters. These are 6 letters. This is the first one. It's got 55 words. Thank you for setting aside the time to help me. I would like to let you know that your thoughtfulness did not go unnoticed. I really appreciate your help and wish to assure you that I am more than willing to help you anytime. If you ever need anything from me, please don't hesitate. Now, a 95-word thank you note. Dear John, thank you so much for the slippers. They are lovely. It gets very chilly here in the winter, so they will get a lot of use when winter comes. Now I can throw away my old worn-out slippers. They were in rags, and everybody laughed at me here. It was great to see you too. You looked great, and I had a wonderful time with you. You're so funny when you tell stories. I hope to see you again soon. Will you visit next summer? Thanks again for your gift. Love. Now an 87-word note. Thank you very much for helping me paint my house last Saturday. I was so happy when you offered to help me out. I had been dreading the activity for quite some time, but you helped make it fun. I also appreciate you bringing over your ladder. You know how absent-minded I am. I forgot to get one. Your thoughtfulness and sense of humor was much appreciated. Thank you once again, and should you ever need assistance with your household maintenance, please let me know. This last part sounds a bit formal. We could also say it. Thank you once again, and if you ever need any help from me, please let me know. The next letter is 80 words. I am writing this letter to thank you for the kindness and consideration you showed by bringing me a warm cup of chicken broth while I was sick with the flu. I really wanted to make some soup for myself, but I was so exhausted I could barely get out of bed. I am very grateful for what you did, and I hope I can return the favor someday. Thank you for being such a thoughtful and caring friend. Love. 86 words. Thank you for the oatmeal raisin cookies. I haven't had any in a really long time, and it was a pleasant surprise when you brought them to hospital. Hospital food isn't gourmet, so it was nice to have them. I just wanted to thank you for being so thoughtful, considerate, and caring. I had a really tough time there, but your gesture made me aware that I have some very good friends. It really helped me during my recovery, and it's something I'll never forget. And the last letter, which is 54 words, it's about a book. Thank you very much for buying me the collector's version of J.D. Salinger's 9 Stories. I truly appreciate the thought you put into my present. You know how much I love Salinger, and that was the last book I needed to complete my collection. You're such a considerate friend. Once again, thank you. That's it for today. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks. I'm going to have nightmares with this episode. I'm just joking, really. Have a nice day.